you guys, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Coach Coco, and I love volleyball. So much so, I bring you tips, tricks, hacks, and anything you can ever need to know about volleyball. So if you watched my trailer to my new podcast, you would know that I am extremely new to podcasting. I love listening to them, but I've never done one before in my life. But we always have to try new things in our life because we want to be able to grow. And one quote that I really like to reference is, "One day your hardship will be your warm-up." And speaking of warm-ups, today we're going to talk about the lowdown on volleyball tryout. Now, if you didn't already know, I have a YouTube channel named Coco Volley, and I make content surrounded about volleyball. Not just volleyball tryouts, but how to do different things in volleyball, how to learn about volleyball, volleyball strategy. Volleyball is my first love. And I love the game so much so that I wanted to bring you guys things that you can use to make it your love too. So many of you guys are trying out for the first time. So many of you guys play already. Some of you guys are advanced players, but one thing we all have in common is volleyball. So today we're going to talk about volleyball tryouts. So I'm going to talk about what to wear, what it's going to be like, your experience, how to give you the best chance. Let's dive right in. Now, when I tried out for volleyball, it was circa 2009. I was in 10th grade. I knew absolutely nothing about playing volleyball. I had never even seen volleyball on TV. I kid you not. Never seen it on TV. I knew what it was. I played it in elementary school at some point. But is elementary school volleyball really volleyball? Kind of not, but I had never played it in an organized fashion. And one of the things I was extremely worried about was I going to be good enough? And if you're listening to this podcast and you've thought about that at some point in time in your life, thinking about if you're going to be good enough for something or if you're going to accomplish something, I can tell you right now that you always have the potential to do anything you put your mind to. And that's on the growth mindset. But we'll talk about that another time. However, let's get back to tryouts. So when I first tried out, I was sitting in the principal's office signing up for classes, and the coach walks in and says, "Hey, how tall are you?" And I said, 5'9". And then he's like, "Are you playing any sports?" And I said, "No, I'm just, okay, well, great. Volleyball tryouts are this weekend." And lo and behold, my mom was standing right there like, she'll be there. So next thing I knew, I was trying out for volleyball and had no experience and just showed up. And I'll tell you, it was nerve-wracking, but it was worth it. The first thing I thought in my mind was, whoa, there are a lot of girls here. Like, a lot of girls here. What? Like, the amount of competition there was, number one. There was so much competition, and I didn't think I could keep up. But, you know, I was just one of those players that was kind of athletic, and the coach saw that in me and gave me a chance. And I just want to let you know that even if you feel like you may not be good enough or you may not have the pizzazz, did I just use that word? The pizzazz to try out, please try anyway, because it's a learning experience. So the first thing that I want to talk about with tryouts is what to wear to tryouts. So when I showed up to tryouts, I just wore general athletic clothing. Is that a bad thing? Absolutely not. Are there some things that are some do's and don'ts to wearing volleyball clothing? Absolutely. One of the things that I think will give you a best chance of trying out for volleyball is to wear a bright colored shirt. If you've ever seen any of my tryout videos, I talk about a bright colored shirt so often. The reason why I want you to wear a bright colored shirt is because the brighter your shirt, the more recognizable you are. Imagine if you had 90 girls, that's a really large number. Imagine if you have 30 girls show up to volleyball tryouts and all of them are wearing an array of different colors and different outfits, but you're wearing a neon yellow shirt. You're very likely for you to be able to be seen by the coach. And that's what we want. We want the coach to see you and say, "Hey, that girl, she's wearing neon yellow." Or when they're reviewing, I want them to see you when they're reviewing the footage or they're reviewing the tryout segments. I want them to remember you first. By wearing a bright colored shirt, you stand out. Now, some coaches are becoming very intelligent when it comes to the tips and tricks and trying to hack the system. And they're making people wear the same color. You know what, boo hoo, that's okay. We're going to try to override that. Bright colored socks, bright headband, I don't know, bright eyeshadow. Well, don't do the eyeshadow. Just kidding. I was just kidding. bright color headband, bright color socks, bright color shoestrings, something that can make you stand out from the crowd is what we're aiming for. So if you don't have a bright colored shirt, okay, cool. If you have bright colored socks or socks with a squid on them, a headband with chickens on it, we just want you to stand out more than anything else. So that is one way to get noticed the first time. The second time is to introduce yourself to the coach. I'm not joking. Introduce yourself to the coach. What that means is you go up to the coach and say, "Hey, Miss Ashley, thank you so much for having this tryout. I'm so excited to be here. I'm really hoping to show you my best. Thanks." That can go a long way by showing the coach that you have initiative, you have grit, you have drive. That can take you so far. I can count on my fingers the amount of players I've had come up to me and introduce themselves before they had a tryout. And the ones that did, I was so shocked and impressed. I said, you know what, though, that is some great skills. I was so shocked and impressed that just flabbergasted. And we want the coach to be flabbergasted. We want them to see you and go, that girl right there, that boy right there, they know what they're doing. So introducing yourself to the coach can go a long way. But Coco, what if I'm nervous to introduce myself to the coach? I understand that if you're a very introverted person or you're shy, but what I want you to do is just think about the benefits of introducing yourself to the coach. Even if you're introverted and shy, remember the coach is there to help teach you the concepts of volleyball. And your main goal is to be able to play on the team. So we have to practice. If that means practicing in your mirror at home, practicing with a parent or friend, practicing with me on this podcast, then we can practice. But this is something that can really help set you apart from all the other players going. Now, Coco, I have piercings on my face or ears. I highly recommend that you take your earrings out because you don't know the regulations of the school. Or if you have facial piercings, to get a retainer, something that's not visible, because safety is always first. I remember getting my ears pierced when I started playing volleyball. I wanted that cute cartilage, you know, like that 2000s cartilage, you know, when you're like, oh, look at my third piercing. Yeah, I had that. And I got it pierced during volleyball season. Was that a good idea? Absolutely not. Because I had to take it out and put it back in, take it out and put it back in. And it just got irritated. So I don't suggest during volleyball season that you get a new piercing or any body modification that is going to become irritated. That's just my word of advice. Do with it what you want. But I highly suggest for the volleyball tryout sake that you don't come with an excessive amount of jewelry, because I don't want you to lose it, number one. And also, I don't want you to injure yourself. So that's the lowdown on the jewelry. Question that I get often is, do I need to buy all of my volleyball equipment before I try out? I always tell players, and I recommend that you don't. The reason why is if you don't happen to make the team, and you end up in a predicament where you don't make it or you're no longer interested in volleyball, I would rather you not invest a lot of money, because volleyball can become pricey, than you do, and then it may not work out for you. So I highly suggest that you just wear general athletic clothing. That means that bright shirt, some Sophie shorts, just some regular shorts, and some tennis shoes. Then go and buy $100 Nike shoes and $100 outfit, because your outfit does not express your skill. You want to hear me say that again? The outfit that you wear does not express your skill. I've seen players show up and all decked out look like a volleyball player, but not conceptually know what they need to know at the skill level they're trying out for. And I've seen players show up in general athletic clothing and do bomb. So I just want you to understand that everybody's going to have an equal opportunity and fair. But I want you to save money in this instance. So some tennis shoes will be fine. Some shorts you're comfortable in will be fine. That bright colored shirt, great. Those are some of the necessary things you need to have when you're trying out for volleyball. You want to be comfortable and you want to be able to do your best. So choose something that you're the most comfortable in, that you can move in, that if you sweat, it's not going to stick to your body. That's what you're going for. I'm going to save this next concept for a different podcast, but I'm going to talk about quickly the spandex. Do you have to wear spandex to try out? No, you don't. You can wear comfortable shorts. That's fine. I know a lot of parents and family and players are concerned with spandex. They're short. They're tight. I don't feel comfortable. They don't hug my body right. I understand that. Oh, I'm going to save it again for another podcast, and make sure you tune in. But no, you don't have to wear spandex to tryouts. If you prefer to and you want to, because spandex are your thing, go ahead, do it. But if you feel like you want to wear comfortable shorts or comfortable long leggings, that's great too. Remember, the outfit you wear doesn't determine your skill level. Back to the story. So I showed up at Campbell University, and that was a college here in North Carolina, and they had summer volleyball camps. A lot of universities do it, so you might want to look in your area to see if they have volleyball camps. I mean, obviously not right now, but in the future, they might have some volleyball camps that might benefit you. So I went to this volleyball camp not knowing anything, and this was during the summertime. This is why I highly suggest you go to summer workouts, because during the summer is when you should be learning. During the volleyball season is when you should be playing. So you shouldn't be learning anything new during the season. You should be playing during the season and, you know, practicing during the summer. So during that summer, I had no idea. I had no idea about rotations, which is one of the toughest concepts for me personally in volleyball. I had no idea about the positions. I had no idea what a setter was. Long story short, I was clueless. But the one thing I did know was that I didn't want to give up. So the first thing that we did was they did a lot of rotational drills. What they did was they had everybody in rotation, rotate, rotate, serve, serve, receive, rotate, rotate, serve, serve, receive. We did the butterfly drill, the ever popular butterfly drill. We did a lot of passing practice, serving practice, setting practice. So it was a lot of practice behind the concepts and the foundational skills of volleyball. I get a lot of questions in my DMs often about what do I need to know for tryouts. And going into that conversation about my experience at Campbell University, I'm going to say you need to start working on the foundational skills. I went into a situation where I didn't have any foundation, so I had to spend a lot of my volleyball seasons learning. I was learning as I go. I was flying by the seat of my pants. But I want you to have a better experience, so that means that I want you to start working on those foundational skills now. That means that if you know you don't know how to pass very well, you don't understand serve-receive, you don't know the rotations, you're working on your serve, I would start working on those concepts. So here's a list of concepts you should start working on before you try out. Passing, serving, hitting, serve, receive, setting, agility, and understanding generally where your body's supposed to be at the right time. I think that players that go into it with a better foundation have a better chance of making the team rather than players who don't. I was just the exception to the rule. However, I want you to be the rule. Ooh, you see how that sounded? I want you to be the rule. So if that means that you need to work outside with your little brother, your little sister, your mom, your dad to have them toss a ball to you every once in a while, that can be extremely helpful. Just some kind of time on the net is great because you can learn when you're scrimmaging. You can learn when you're practicing outside with your family. You can learn practicing with a friend. You just want to get as much time as possible so that way you can better understand your body motions and how to complete these actions. So working on building a foundational base of skills is essential when you want to try out for volleyball. It gives you the best chance. It was time for volleyball tryouts, and I showed up, and when I got there, the first thing we had to do was run 10 laps around the gym. Cardio is not Coco's friend, but in that moment, I had so much adrenaline pumping. I don't even remember. I was just racing, okay? Then we had to work on our serving over the net. One person serving receive. Somebody is on the other side shagging the ball. Then we worked on scrimmage. So I can tell you factually right now that at some point in tryouts, you're going to scrimmage. And practicing on foundational skills is much different than putting them into play around other people and being cognizant of other people around you. Now, I know that not everybody's going to have that chance to have a scrimmage before they try out, and I understand that. However, it is a great thing if you could. One way that that could happen is if you look at your local YMCA, you look at your local recreational center and try to see if there's an open gym, there's a volleyball camp, going to anything where you can get into a position where you're playing with five other people and you're on the court moving your body along with other people will give you a better chance to be comfortable than anything else. one of the reasons why I see so many players get so uncomfortable so quickly is because they don't know where to go, what to do, and where they should be. They may know how to pass, they may know how to serve, they may know how to set, but it's much different when the ball's flying at you and somebody's running towards you at full speed. So I highly suggest that you try to get some ball time by going to a recreation center, playing outside of the sand volleyball court at your local park. Just playing with other people can help give you a better understanding of the flow of the game, because volleyball does have a flow and we want to be able to stick with that flow. You guys still with me here? You need some help with conceptual skills. I have a lot of videos on my channel. If you're a visual learner, there's a lot of videos on my channel which you can look at how to pass, set, hit, all of those skills that you're looking to do. So those are the things that you should really start working on before you try out. Also, let's talk about where to find out if they're going to be a tryout. Many schools utilize their school website, so check out your school website to see when the tryouts are. If you are uncomfortable introducing yourself to the coach in person, I wouldn't mind if you emailed the coach and gave them some kind of, hey, my name's Evelyn and I'm really excited to try out. Even that would be great. Sometimes you can talk to your athletic director when they're going to be tryouts, but you want to make sure to be on time every time. Sometimes schools have multi-day tryouts. They do this because they break it up into different segments. One day can be skill evaluation. The second day could be scrimmage evaluation. Or if they have a lot of people that are coming to the tryouts, they want to make sure to give everybody an equal chance to be seen. So they will schedule you guys in waves. So that answers that question. Make sure you're aware of when the tryouts are and you show up on time. Also, when you're taking the time to set up the net and clean up, then shag the ball, make sure you're hustling. That means that if you're shagging the ball after you've just hit it, don't walk, run. Show the coach that you have grit and hustle. That lets them know they're a hard worker and they're somebody that I might want to be coaching. You want to be coachable in the short sense of saying it. You want to be coachable. So that means that if the team is setting up the net early on, help them set up the net. If they're cleaning up the net, help them clean up the net. We want to make sure to be as helpful as possible and show the coach that we are available and coachable. That also means that if you know there are other players who have been on the team before and you want to get to know them, I think that's a great idea, especially if they've been on the team before. This can show the coach that you're trying to form relationships with previous team members. Even though when people try out, everybody has an equal chance of making it, I think it's a great idea because you might get some tips on how tryouts are normally ran. Every tryout is different. Every school is different and every coach is different. I'm only explaining to you what I would do and things that I've observed after observing a lot of different teams and talking to a lot of you guys. However, I want you to go into it with an open mind. Confidence is something that can carry you a long way in your life and not just in volleyball. With confidence, that means that I want you to believe in yourself. And it's so much more than that. I'm a big believer in the growth mindset. And if you don't know what the growth mindset is, that means that even if you haven't learned something, you just haven't learned it yet. It's keeping an open mind and keeping yourself available to learn new concepts, to take on to new challenges, to adventure for more. Keeping that growth mindset will open your mind in volleyball and keep you from being frustrated. It will help you with your schoolwork. It will help you with your work life, your classwork, even in relationships. Keeping that growth mindset will just put you in a positive frame of mind. So when you go into your volleyball tryouts pretty soon, I want you to first walk into the gym, leave everything else behind, and tell yourself positive affirmation. I can do this. I can serve this ball. I can really do this. If you go in there and you kind of poo-poo face and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, then you're likely to mess up. But think about it this way. Even if you don't make the team, remember that fail doesn't mean that you're a failure. It means that fail means first attempt in learning. We're keeping that growth mindset here, guys. So I hope that you liked this podcast. I hope it was really helpful for you. If you need some more visual aspects of volleyball tryouts, make sure you go to my channel or my TikTok, and that's at Coco Volley. They have a lot of different things there for you to be able to help you with concepts and skills. But with everything, good luck, best of luck. If you want to ask a question for the podcast, make sure you utilize that feature. My DMs are always open and I'll answer them the best I can. If you want private coaching, go to www.cocovolley.com, and I will see you guys next time. Good luck at your tryouts.